built by the community. In the community is the motto for the new Ukrainian rooming house and apartments in Hespler. The over 100-year-old house at 12 Tannery Street, E, right next to Forbes Park, will be able to hold over a dozen families. Stephanie Gortz, founder of Waterloo Region Response to the Ukrainian Crisis, has been working hard for the past few weeks to rent, renovate and house incoming refugees. It was a quick turnaround for the house. We didn't have months or even weeks to decide. We saw the location and knew we had to act on it, said Gortz. On March 31, Gortz and her team are expecting thousands of new Ukrainians to come into Canada and look for housing. This project will allow the organization to take on more families and individuals that have been contacting them looking for a place to stay. The building is comprised of several separate apartments, with Gortz and her dedicated team of volunteers are working to turn larger units into shared spaces. The home was vacant before the grassroots response and Hespler community came together to rent it, and is currently slated to be demolished and turned into luxury condos, but in the meantime it will now become low-cost rent for newcomers. We will have enough room to house many families without packing them in like sardines, she added. It's coming together fast and we need all the help we can get. Since the end of January, the team has been hard at work turning each room into a livable space for these families. Right now they are in desperate need of monetary donations and volunteers to help paint and complete the renovations before they can officially open the house. This is a project that is 100% organized and run by the local community, Gortz said. It's so important that when these families come over from Europe they feel supported and taken care of. The rooms will cost the newcomers a small fee so they can pay for hydro and maintenance, but Gortz is confident that with the help of the community and financial impact on the new Canadians will be minimal. Other items needed are everyday household items like plates, blankets, furniture and toiletries. While this is a rooming house, it's not just random people. It's really about creating a safe space and a home, Gortz said. We've picked up people who are sleeping at the airport, shelters or even at the bus station. No one should have to live like that. Many newcomers who try to find housing fall victim to scams and lose thousands of dollars to just try and find housing. This housing will take away the risk associated with renting from a foreign country and give some assurance that they are coming to Canada to a good situation. Cambridge residents are able to sponsor a room or a family at the Tannery Street house for around $5,000. This covers everything they will need to complete the renovations and keep families housed for as long as they need. Some people might only stay here for 2 weeks or it could be a year, Gortz added. This is not meant for long-term housing, but these individuals coming over are some of the most hard-working you will ever see and they want to work. Grassroots Response is also looking for employment partners willing to take on some of the newcomers who might have limited English skills, but can still work. One of the biggest challenges is finding these people jobs, said Gortz. Even if they are doctors or lawyers in their home country, when they come here they are willing to do any job to provide for their family, but they just need a chance. With the house being set up and taking families off the streets, this still does not solve the issue of the group needed more hosts to bring in refugees to their homes. Cambridge and Waterloo region has become a hotspot for Ukrainians looking for housing and to start their new lives away from the war. The flow of newcomers will continue to rise as more are being let into the country, and Gortz is trying to get as many hosts set up before they arrive. This community has been absolutely amazing. They come here, donate their time and resources to really setting these people up for success when they come here, she said. It is amazing what we can do when we all come together. This project will also be an insight into what can happen when the community pools together time, resources and kindness to help keep families off the streets. When this is successful, imagine what we could all do to help prevent homelessness in the region. Wouldn't that be something? Anyone who wants to sponsor the project can visit the WR Grassroots Response to the Ukrainian Crisis website to make a donation. Those looking to volunteer can show up at the house at 12 Tannery Street East, pick up a paintbrush and get started, Gortz said. The group will also be hosting two more information sessions on how to help Ukrainians settle once they arrive. They'll be happening February 7th and February 14th from 12:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Royal Canadian Legion at 26 Schofield Street.